Danny Callahan with a Thursday look at sports for July 30th. State baseball tournament moving into the semifinal round today. We've got a doubleheader on KLM starting at 10:30 this morning. It'll be number 8, Kingsley Pearson, against number 7, Don Bosco. We'll be on at 10:20 with a call. KP comes in at 16-2, and of course still celebrating that win over number 1, Martinsdale St. Mary's, last Friday. Number 7, Don Bosco, enters at 18-1. This will be the first ever meeting between those two on the state tournament trail. Then a 1:30 or second call should be a good one. Number 2, Remsen St. Mary's at 20-0 against number 6, Mason City Newman at 18-5. Newman's won the last 3 championships, 8 titles total for Newman, 4 for St. Mary's. Collectively, these two have made 37 state tournament appearances. They met 3 times in state tournament history, all in semifinal round play. Remsen St. Mary's beat Newman 9-8 back in 2010. The Hawks, en route to a championship back in 2016, beat the Newman Knights 5-3 in the semifinals. But Newman got the better of the Hawks in 2017, winning 2-0 in the semifinals. They went on to win a state championship that year. So again, we'll be on about 1:20 with the St. Mary's Newman matchup. The 2A semifinals will be later today at 4:30. Number 1 Van Meter plays number 9 West Lyon. And at 7:30, number 2 North Lynn will play Des Moines Christian. 3A and 4A semifinals will be tomorrow. Yesterday, the quarterfinal round wrapped up with 4A play. Number 3 Urbandale beat number 7 Waukee 2-0. Number 1 Johnston over Cedar Falls 11-7. Number 4 Dubuque Hempstead beat Iowa City High 7-6. And number 2 Ankeny over Pleasant Valley 5-4. Tomorrow in the 3A semifinals at 10:30, it'll be number 4 Dallas Center Grimes against number 6 Gilbert. At 1:30, Norwalk will play Marion, couple of unrateds. In the 4A semifinals, number 2 Ankeny will play number 4 Dubuque Hempstead at 4:30. The 7:30 game is top-rated Johnston against number 3 Urbandale. Of course, we're going to be crowning champions today and tomorrow at the Girls State Softball Tournament in Fort Dodge. Today, kind of a short day. We got 5A and 4A third place and first place games. In the 5A consolation game at 3:30 today, number 6 Ankeny Centennial will play number 8 Muscatine. The championship at 5 o'clock in 5A sends number 1 Fort Dodge at 28-3 against number 2 Cedar Rapids Kennedy at 25-1. 4A consolation game at 6 tonight, number 5 North Scott will play number 8 Dallas Center Grimes. The championship in 4A will be decided at 7:30 with number 1 Carlisle meeting number 10 Winterset. Carlisle at 20-3, of course, winners over Lamar's back on Monday. And Winterset comes in at 16-7. 3A, 2A, and 1A championship and third place games will be tomorrow to wrap up the state tournament week. Yesterday in the 5A semifinals, number 1 Fort Dodge beat number 6 Ankeny Centennial 5-3. Number 2 Cedar Rapids Kennedy over number 8 Muscatine 9-0. In the 4A semifinals, top-rated Carlisle beat number 5 North Scott 8-3. Number 10 Winterset over number 8 Dallas Center Grimes 2-1. In the 3A semifinals, number 1 Albiga beat number 5 Mount Vernon 2-1. Number 3 Williamsburg over number 2 Davenport Assumption 5-4. In the 2A semifinals, top-rated North Lynn ran the record to 25-0 with a 10-1 win over number 4 Northeast. Number 3 Ogden beat number 2 Louisa Muscatine 4-2. In the 1A semifinals last night, number 1 Collins Maxwell beat number 4 Linville Sully 7-0. Number 3 Clarksville beat number 8 Lisbon 4-0. It's a rematch of last year's 1A finals that was won by Collins Maxwell 4-3 over Clarksville. They meet again on Friday night for the state championship. Clarksville, of course, took Akron Westfield out 2 nights ago in a 8-inning, 7-6 dramatic win on an inside the park home run at the bottom of the 8th inning. Let's take a look at Major League Baseball yesterday. In the American League, it was the White Sox over Cleveland 4-0. Detroit beat Kansas City 5-4. The Yankees 9, Baltimore 3, and Seattle over the Angels 10-7. In the National League, Cincinnati 12, the Cubs 7. Milwaukee shut out Pittsburgh 3-0. It was San Francisco 7 and San Diego 6. In interleague play on Wednesday, Colorado stopped Oakland 5-1, Texas over Arizona 7-4, Washington 4, Toronto nothing in 10 innings, Dodgers beat Houston 4-2 in 13 innings, Atlanta 7, Tampa Bay 4, Boston beat the Mets 6-5, Minnesota shut out St. Louis 3-0. Philadelphia was scheduled to play the Yankees in New York, and Miami was scheduled to play Baltimore, both games postponed due to COVID-19. Of course, the Yankees and Orioles then got together and played themselves in Baltimore. Coming up today in interleague play, Washington plays Toronto at Buffalo, Tampa Bay's at Atlanta, Boston plays the Mets in New York. In the American League, Cleveland's at Minnesota, Detroit at Kansas City, the Yankees play at Baltimore, Seattle plays the Angels out at Anaheim. In the National League, Cubs will be at Cincinnati, Dodgers play at Arizona, San Diego at San Francisco. Dodger pitcher Joe Kelly has appealed an 8-game suspension he received from Major League Baseball for throwing a fastball near the head of Houston's Alex Bregman and mockingly taunting Astros star Carlos Correa on Tuesday. Game marked the first time the teams had met since it was revealed Houston stole signs en route to the 2017 World Series title that came at Dodgers' expense. Dodger manager Dave Roberts was suspended for last night's game, and Astros manager Dusty Baker was fined an undisclosed amount of money. Former Boston Red Sox manager John McNamara has died at the age of 88. McNamara managed Boston to within one strike of a World Series victory in 1986 before an unprecedented collapse in the field extended the team's championship drought into the new millennium. He was 1,167 in the win column, 1,242 in the loss column, over parts of 19 seasons while managing six big league clubs. ACC has reworked its football schedule to allow each team to play 11 games and to incorporate Notre Dame. The Fighting Irish agreed to give up its storied independence in a year rocked by the coronavirus pandemic. Schedule will include one non-conference game in a season scheduled to run from September 7th through either December 12th or December the 19th. And the NBA has its restart tonight at Lake Buena Vista. NBA stars Anthony Davis and Zion Williamson are ready for the reopening night. Davis practiced yesterday for the first time since getting poked in an eye during the LA Lakers scrimmage opener last week. The New Orleans Pelicans said Williamson will be a game-time decision for their reopener tonight against Utah after he missed nearly 2 weeks due to a family emergency and a 4-day quarantine upon his return. The schedule, just two games tonight, in addition to Utah playing New Orleans, L.A. Clippers will play the Lakers. All of the games, of course, being played at Disney World down in Lake Buena Vista, Florida. And finally, San Francisco 49er general manager John Lynch has agreed to a new 5-year contract that'll keep him locked up through 2024. The new deal for Lynch comes about 6 weeks after coach Kyle Shanahan replaced his original 6-year deal signed in 2017 with a new 6-year contract that takes him through 2025. Lynch was named Executive of the Year last season by the Pro Football Writers Association of America for helping the Niners reach the Super Bowl last season. That's a look at sports.